Hey there. So, today I want to talk about a topic that's very personal to me, and it is actually very embarrassing to come out about this, but it's something I want to talk about because I think it could be very interesting discussion. Interesting lighthearted discussion, or maybe even interesting deep discussion. I don't know, but I want to talk. So, this is a very embarrassing confession. I think I actually feel more guilt and shame coming out about this than I did about coming out about my intrigue and popping into the scat fetish thing. But this isn't a fetish or anything like that. This is actually something much more embarrassing than that. Now, you're listening to this and you've already clicked on the link, so you already know what I'm about to say, but I'm, you know, at the moment recording this, so I have to prepare myself to say it, you know? So let me preface this with a couple things. First of all, that emotional as fuck audio I did where I cried my eyes out, this is what inspired that audio, actually. There was some other stuff with it, but mostly it was this. And secondly, to protect my privacy a little bit, I'm not going to disclose too much about who the character is or what this character is from in specific. I'm going to be intentionally kind of vague because I don't want people to seep into my other internet side of things, if that makes sense, because I have another alias I go under on the internet, which I'm not disclosing here. If you know me, you know me. Hint, hint. But if you don't know me, and you only know me as Whispers, I want to keep it that way. Let's just say it like that. Unless I welcome you into the other part of my life. So, I'm opening up about something that's personal. Not too personal that I want to hide it from you guys, but it's personal enough that I feel a need to kind of draw my line as to how much I reveal. So I want to talk more about a concept and my feelings than I want to talk about this specific stuff about it. So I'm in love with a fictional character. I don't have a simple fictitious crush. It's that's way too light of a term. Next month, I will be celebrating my four-year anniversary of loving this character. This character comes from a hentai anime, which I'm not disclosing what the title is, and I'm intentionally not disclosing who the character is. Although I guess I can disclose the gender of the character. So, she comes from a hentai. Some of you already are familiar with who and what this is, because I've kind of disclosed it to you on the TeamSpeak and shit. But a lot of you probably don't know who and what I'm talking about. And like I said, for my safety, I'm not going to disclose it in this audio or on the post in which this is going to be disclosed. But if you want, go ahead and shoot me a PM and I'll be happy to give you more information because I feel safe that you're not going to go searching me up around the place. I just don't want to disclose it in a public area outside of PMs because, yeah, that's kind of scary. But anyway, I adore this character to pieces. I don't just think that she's cute or that she has a very sweet voice or something shallow along those lines. And I'm not saying these things are shallow things to love about a character. No, if that's a reason you love a character, neato, you know? But for me, she feels very real to me in my heart, if that makes sense. Let me explain. So, I don't believe that she's real, obviously, but the feelings I hold in my heart for her and the way that she's presented within the story make her feel very alive, and it makes me connect to her character, and therefore these feelings kind of rose up within me. You know, I first found her because of the hentai anime that she's from, but then I discovered that she was actually from a game. And so I played the game and only fell in love with her even more. And that happened almost 4 years ago. I can't believe that sometimes. It's kind of crazy to think how time passes. And I know some of you might be thinking, doesn't that get lonely? To which I reply, no, it's actually not that lonely at all. It might not sound like the most healthy concept, and I'm understanding if you probably are sneering or thinking in a somewhat negative light, but let me clarify that this character got me out of a very intense depression. And yeah, if you do the math, I fell in love with this character in kind of an awkward circumstance when you consider the age I was. I was 14. But, you know, when you're a teenager, you get curious about that kind of stuff, like about porn and hentai and shit, so it just fucking happens, you know? So, you know, it's pretty crazy. And, you know, I don't know, it's like, this character got me out of a very intense, scary depression because of a rough circumstance in my life. And because she really brought me to a mentally better place, I've been so intensely interested in her character and so in love with her character, you know. It borders on obsession. It really does. You know, it's to the point where I want to sit down and do a fucking character analysis on this character. She is so fascinating to me. So, it's hard to convey what it's like to love a fictional character. It's very much one-sided, obviously. You know, the character can't return your love. You know, which, it can get lonely. I'm not going to pretend like it's not a lonely experience. Yes, it can be very lonely, but I don't think it's awful, either. You know, I'd rather have the occasional nights where I'm bawling my eyes out and lonely because she can't return my love, rather than me being like, oh my god, I'm so depressed, you know? And I do get depressed, but having her in my life makes me feel a little easier and mind, you know? So, I don't know, it's very interesting to think. Like, it's like in a way she helps me cope with shit. And I don't know, it's just like, I don't know, but I just know that all these things together, you know, when I take into mind her personality and stuff, it's just like, she's amazing, you know? She's an amazing character, and the fact that a character could impact me so deeply really speaks volumes to how well-written she is, but not only that, but also just to how much I can love stuff. You know, I think it's kind of beautiful in a way. It really shows how far a person can love. I do think sometimes people that love fictional characters can take it a little too far. There was a man who married a 3DS game character once, and that's a little bit too far. You know, but I shouldn't talk. I have a fucking body pillow with a pillowcase with, get this, the fucking character in question. You know? Now see, to some of you, that is probably bonkers and weird, but, you know, I'm okay with it. Because I'd rather be happy and doing something a little eccentric rather than being where I was before, you know? And I still have my tough times. We all do. It's a human thing that happens. But we all need a little piece of salvation in our lives, and we find it in the weirdest of ways. And for me, it happened to be through loving a character. Through loving somebody who's not real, but really inspires some real feelings within my heart. You know? So, I want to talk about this with you guys. So, you know, have you ever loved a fictional character before? Have you ever had just a fictional crush before? Have you ever wondered what it's like? Have you ever been friends with somebody that loved a fictional character? What are your experiences with this? I'm very curious. And speaking of curious, like, if you're curious about my own personal experiences, feel free to shoot a comment or a PM my way, and I would be happy to respond, you know? I'd be more than happy to respond. And, you know, through listening to this audio, I want to make it very clear that this, because I'm being very intentionally vague as to who and all that stuff, I want to make it very clear that, for a lot of you, it's not going to sound very romantic or very, it might not even sound all that healthy for to you guys. It might not even sound that healthy. But I do want to make it very clear, like, if I wasn't so afraid about outing myself as to who I am and stuff, and who this character is that I love, I feel like it would probably make this audio a little easier to swallow if I could also kind of explain the lighter-hearted side of things, but I guess I'll go ahead and conclude on a lighter-hearted note. The reason I'm coming out about this is because I want to make audios kind of dedicated towards her, if that makes sense. I want to do audios with her in mind. I want to do more audios with her in mind. Like, I want to do ones that aren't necessarily that emotional and intense like the Desire audio was. I want to do something a little more lighthearted, a little more sexy, more erotic with her in mind. And I wanted to come out about this because you guys are a very safe community, and it feels very comforting to be able to come out about these scary things. So, thank you for listening to this, and ask away. I'll be happy to answer, you know, in PMs or in comments or whatever, you know. Not an ask me anything type thing, but just if you have questions about this topic at hand, feel free to ask. I'll be very happy to give my own personal experiences, and I'm very intrigued to hear your own experiences. And yes, so thank you, and bye-bye.